Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's federal criminal case relating to the handling of classified materials has set a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled a hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida. It'll focus on the classified documents and how they will be handled. Louisiana will have to redraw the state's congressional map after the Supreme Court dismissed its appeal Monday. The state was sued last year over a new map passed by the legislature that created just one district with a black majority. That despite data census showing the state's population to be about a third black. The CDC is warning that malaria is spreading locally in the United States. Cases have been seen in Florida and Texas, the first documented cases of local transmission in 20 years. The disease is most commonly spread by mosquitoes, but can also be spread through blood transfusions, organ transplants, needle sharing, and pregnant women to their babies. Meta is launching a new virtual reality subscription service for its headsets called Meta Quest Plus. The company made the announcement yesterday in an effort to generate recurring revenue. Users can pay $7.99 a month for access up to two new games per month. The LSU Tigers are the 2023 Men's College World Series baseball champions. LSU dismantled Florida 18-4 in the decisive Game 3 of the championship series last night in Omaha. Six separate batters drove in two or more runs to lead LSU to the program's seventh national championship. Today is officially National Bingo Day. Time to break out those scorecards. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're not going to hear a song from the Titanic soundtrack at one Las Vegas attraction anymore. John Schaefer explains.
The Academy Award-winning song, My Heart Will Go On, from the movie Titanic, has been removed from a Las Vegas Strip attraction. The decision came after a guest at the Streetmosphere performances in St. Mark's Square at the Venetian's Grand Canal Shops filed a complaint. The removal follows the recent OceanGate Titan submersible tragedy, where five people lost their lives during an expedition to explore the Titanic wreckage. However, Celine Dion's rendition of the song remains on the playlist at the Bellagio Fountains.
Rents in some areas of the United States are declining for the first time in 3 years.
Thank cooling inflation and a still strong job market. Economists say during the pandemic pricing period, many would-be homeowners remained renters because they were priced out of purchasing a home. They expect rents to decline through the remainder of this year and into next year. It may take some time for this cooling to be reflected because of how infrequently the data is collected. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lordstown Motors, the electric truck startup once cheered by investors, filed for bankruptcy early this morning. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Tuesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, good morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, it seems that even the left can't even stand the stink any longer. You know, this is the thing I find quite interesting in observing, you know, these progressives, is that they'll go on with the lie for as long as it's plausible, right? You know, Hillary Clinton used to tell us all the time, there's plausible deniability. As long as they can kind of keep it covered under wraps, so to speak, you know, they'll just keep going along. And especially when you have a compliant media that's not interested, and they have no, I mean, there's no curiosity, you know, coming from them, so they're checking out. But now, you know, the Hunter Biden issue has become so obvious that even they are running from the smell. Liz Peek is with us right now, Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. Happy to join you, as always.
Hey, well, I appreciate the time here with you. Have you noticed how it's getting a bit cantankerous? And I think the great observation is what you see happening in the White House press briefings.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit hysterical to see the press secretary. She's tied up in knots. And I think she's telling the Biden administration she wants combat pay now.
You know, I think it's more than that. I think that basically the media is beginning to smell blood in the water. And there have been a couple of articles from the Washington Post, which are surprising to me in fairly honestly detailing, for example, the allegations that David Weiss, the attorney, was not really given free rein to investigate Hunter Biden, which directly contradicts Merrick Garland's testimony
exactly.
before Congress. So that's a tremendous problem for the administration and for Merrick Garland. And the Post, you know, has run two articles about these allegations. And frankly, even that surprises me because up until now, as you well know, there have been so many stories that the media just completely flatly ignored. So,
exactly.
I think also I put out a piece at Fox News this morning, which, to be honest with you, I had a very difficult day. I mean, I just had a very busy day yesterday, and I wish I'd spent more time on this because I have late in the piece, and it should have been right up front, polling from Harvard-Harris polls, which is completely astounding, basically saying two-thirds of the country does not believe Joe Biden when he says he's never talked business with Hunter, two-thirds, 57%, Bill, almost 6 in 10 Americans think Joe Biden took a bribe when he was vice president. I mean, just think about that. You don't get to almost 6 in 10 without a lot of Democrats also being involved, certainly independents. So this story of corruption is leaking out despite the left's best efforts to keep it contained. More and more people are kind of saying, you know, this doesn't smell right. Now we have this really awful WhatsApp text from Hunter Biden, which is really and truly, obviously, just a shakedown. Whether or not Joe Biden was sitting next to him, we don't know. They were both in the House, apparently, that day at that time. But whether he was sitting next to him, whether he was aware of this text, I don't know. But, you know, somebody over the next several months has got to ask Joe Biden, why all the LLCs? Why try to hide all this money coming from Ukraine, from China, from Russia, from Romania, et cetera, through a network of pretty invisible financial intermediaries? Why not just have the checks come into the bank account if it's all above board? And the answer is
exactly.
Because it was not. So,
exactly.
You know, I do think, I mean, frankly, I never thought it would get to this point. These are pretty stunning allegations, and yet they are coming from credible whistleblowers within the IRS, within the FBI. I believe them, and I think it's just pretty damn shocking.
Well, you talk about the heroes of our government. It's these whistleblowers, Liz.
Yeah.
All that they have to put on the line, I mean, what they have done by coming forth here, they just, you know, God bless them. God bless them for having a soul and some, you know, honesty, because it that helps you, you know, kind of revive some faith, you know, certainly in the government, maybe not at these high levels, because, you know, Merrick Garland, I mean, he's just flat out lied to us time and time again. He's dangerous.
He scares me. And yeah. If you were a whistleblower, Bill, boy, would he scare you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he's out there. He's got everybody bamboozled. He gives you a straight line. And as far as Joe Biden is concerned, people have been, you know, believing his stuff for endless years. I mean, whether it's, you know, he's been cheating on things or he's plagiarized or anything like that. I mean, he has continued to get away with this. And so, you know, to me, I remind people, I go, it's the old Pennzoil commercial. You know, it says you can pay me now or pay me later. And this is the problem with offenses. You can deal with it right away and say, okay, I messed up. And it works its way through the system. It doesn't get so complicated. But if you keep lying about it, it gets more and more complicated to where it, I mean, like you said, I mean, I was watching Hakeem Jeffries, who's been, you know, an arch supporter of this president. I mean, he was keeping his head down and trying to avoid all kinds of questions. And, you know, he's been as passionate about his position as Adam Schiff has been, you know?
Yeah, I do think the moment is ripe for a Democrat, a few Democrats, to raise their hand and say, well, you know, we really need to get, excuse the expression, the worst cliche in America's life, to the bottom of this. We need to get to the bottom of this. We need to know really what happened with Hunter Biden's investigation. They're going to try and ring fence Joe Biden. They're going to try and keep him away from it. I think increasingly that's very hard to do. And, you know, so we have one person running for president has been indicted for something that, you know, is illegal, which is mishandling information. Joe Biden has the same problem. Donald Trump could face more indictments. So could Joe Biden. I mean, what a combination, right? How did we end up in this place?
Well, plus on top of that, the way this thing's breaking down, Liz, is where does it stop?
I don't know.
So you go, let's go Trump, let's go Biden, let's go Barack Obama, let's just go right on down every president
Hillary
to figure
Clinton.
Out what's going on. Yeah, and then we're back in Bill Clinton's software, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, give me a break. I mean, this stuff, and again, the thing that's so disturbing about it is, you know, Merrick Garland, the prosecutor, Jack Smith, continues to leak. This guy's leaking like a sieve here. But yet the judge, you know, and they tell the judge, make sure that Donald Trump can't say anything.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
how
look,
is that
I
right,
think,
you know?
I do really believe that Americans are onto this. I think they are fed up with it. Another thing from that poll was 55% of people do not think that the FBI rigorously investigated Hunter Biden. How could they think that? I mean, how could they not believe that when they've sat on the laptop for 5 years? 5 years!
Exactly.
I mean,
I know, this is,
give me a
that's
break.
The big
and doing what? Huh?
Yeah. And that's the big shocker, is that here it is, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of months right before the election, and we're in the debate and everything, and all of a sudden, like, breaking news, and they knew darn well it was credible, and they put out this narrative, and then on top of that, they get 51 top intelligent people, you know, to sign off on this thing, claiming it could be Russian disinformation.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the architects of that was Anthony Blinken, who, to my mind, is such a second-rate Secretary of State, so inept, so weak, because, you know, he was basically a political operative. That's not who you make Secretary of State.
Got to go to break. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Liz Peek. Liz, of course, Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. Liz, I want to just get in a little bit more in what you wrote, and I know you just released it early this morning. You were up early. I mean, 4 o'clock in the morning it came out, so good for you.
Oh, well,
and,
yeah.
And It's such as the days go, but sometimes that's what happens when something gnaws at you. It keeps you up and says, okay, we got to get this down in paper and document this. But as you say in the headline, nothing to see here. Democrats ignore alleged Biden corruption, but it's becoming more and more difficult, as you say, because, I mean, you still have, and this has been consistent, a clear majority of the American people say America's on the wrong track. Well, if it's on the wrong track, you got to look up to the leadership and say, where are you? What are you doing here?
Yeah, don't you think it's interesting that actually if you look at that right track, wrong track kind of polling and various other indications of the national mood, literally since Joe Biden became president, it has never been as strong as it was under Donald Trump. Or another way of saying it, under Donald Trump, even during COVID, when things went truly to hell in a handbasket, the national mood or the sort of underlying consumer confidence never got to such basement levels as Joe Biden has brought us. So I think if you're a voter, if you're a Democrat, you have to say, what's wrong here? Why are Americans so unhappy? Why, you know, right now Joe Biden is heading out on a big victory lap on the economy. His approval ratings on the economy are dreadful. Americans don't think that they're better off than they were 4 years ago. So Anita Dunn comes out, senior White House advisor, I forget what her title is now, frankly, and says, well, we know Republicans are going to try and say bad things about the economy, so we just want to get out there first. And then what they go out there with is an entire slate of lies. And you know, Larry Kudlow and I and 100 other Republican commentators are every day saying, no, you didn't create these numbers of jobs. Those are jobs that came back because of COVID having taken them away and basically the economy recovering. Not one more job than it was in 2019. All the data points, all this stuff about billionaires pay an 8% tax, it is not true. What they're looking at is a sort of theoretical world in which you should tax people on appreciated gains and stuff. It's such baloney. And yet they, you know, an awful lot of Democrats are going to swallow this hook, line, and sinker. And yet they can't fool all of the people all the time because the polling shows most people do not think that the economy is working well for them.
Exactly. Anita Dunn, by the way, senior advisor to the president is her position. That's why it's a little fuzzy. But like all things that are associated with this administration, sadly, I don't know how Biden can talk about anything that has to do with income tax, especially after his son's debacle and what's going on. I mean, the thing that amazes me, and I saw this early on, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here, but, you know, when we first talked about the laptop from hell and Miranda Devine came on the show, and I said, son tells me, I mean, he didn't pay his taxes. And she said, oh, no, he did. He had some friend pay his taxes. And I go, no, this thing's way too complicated. And he's so loose. And the family is so loose about the way they do business. They're not a dot your I, cross your T kind of family. You know, when they've done traditionally, right? So, you know, there's all kinds of trouble here. Even like, you know, this right now, they've pulled a little bit of a thread and they've got, $10 million. For bribery that's sent. I think when they really start pulling the strings, I mean, this is just the beginning because they're really not that good. But they think they're good. That's the worst thing about it, right? You know, because they've been covered. Go ahead.
Without a doubt. And Joe Biden saying snarkily, you know, where's the money when someone asked him about the bribes? So here's a quote from the Burisma executive that I have in this column. The confidential source were talking to him about bribes being paid to the Bidens, and he said that the bribes were paid through so many different bank accounts, this is a direct quote, that investigators would not be able to unravel this for at least 10 years.
Exactly.
Well, that's exactly what they did. And there's LLCs. The game was that the Burisma guy, for example, would pay money to a Chinese joint venture that Hunter Biden had, and then that joint venture would somehow funnel the money back to another company of Hunter Biden's, and eventually it would get to a whole bunch of Biden relatives. That is not normal.
Right. No, of course
not. That's not how we do business, generally speaking, in America. And I think And I talk about, remember, you probably don't remember, a lot of your listeners are too young to remember, the Gary Hart episode, and I have
thought
how that worked.
Thank you for thinking I didn't remember, maybe I might have been too young. All right, I'll send you flowers later.
thank you. So, 1987, the guy who looks to be the next candidate for the Democrat nomination, going to be running for president, that's very handsome, very successful, Gary Hart, senator, it's rumored he has an affair, and he says, well, put a tail on me, kind of joking and being, again, snarky with the reporters. Well, they did. they found him, having an affair on a boat called, of all things, Monkey Business.
Yes,
and
funny.
Basically his career was shot. Well, this is exactly this moment for Joe Biden. Show me the money. Okay, let's find the money. And that is what, to his credit, Jim Comer is doing as head of the House investigation. You're doing a great job.
Well, the thing that amazes me is the way they set this plan up. I mean, think about this scenario, right? Is that they figure, okay, it'll take them 10 years to figure this out. Joe Biden will be dead. So now Hunter Biden's going to have to, he and who's ever left of the family are going to have to pay for it. I mean, they are going to be the ones taking the heat. Thanks, Dad. The big guy has jumped on his son once again. He goes, well, it's no wonder he's drug-addled, sadly.
Well,
I feel for him.
Look, I think the reality is Joe Biden will be convinced in the next 6 months to drop out of the race. That'll be the end of it. People aren't going to even care. Joe Biden will go on. Everyone will wonder how Hunter Biden's finances got rearranged and, the family goes on to live comfortably together. That's what will happen. I don't think Joe Biden will be the candidate. I don't know when he's going to drop out. The longer he waits, the worse it is for his party, but I don't think he cares.
Does he get impeached?
Well, if they can get those tapes from the Burisma executive, yes, for sure. They've got to have a direct connection between Hunter Biden's illicit money laundering
bribery.
Pay-for-play, and Joe Biden. And so far, honestly, they haven't quite got there.
It seems to me that it's starting to seep out in such a way, Liz, that any day, any moment, we could get breaking news on this. Yeah, exactly. And then, this is going to be, in a sense, for people that are cheering this on, better than a blue dress.
Well, I think that's right. And actually, I think you're going to see the liberal media begin to get pretty darn cautious here. Already, we've seen some.
Well, they're trying to save face, aren't they themselves right now? That's what I'm seeing. Right. Go ahead.
They have to. They've got to cover their tracks because how embarrassing. Can you imagine? I mean, someone has said, and I think it's totally true, this is the biggest political scandal in our country's history. And to care and not even cover it.
Exactly. No, I agree. And it's been journalistic malfeasance at the minimum of what's happened to this country and what it's done. So, yes, they've got to find a way to save face. And there's no doubt when you watch these these press conferences and some of these questions that are coming out, it's like I keep looking up thinking, oh, my God, did Jim Acosta come back on the scene,
Yeah, that's what's happening. So, let's hope it continues. Let's hope they reveal all because it should happen.
Well, let's hope that because this would go a long way and we need to go a long way to get this country back on track seriously because we've got a lot of people hurting out there and they should not be, Liz.
Yeah,
that's the thing that's so disgusting about all this right now. It's so frustrating. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former partner of major bracket Wall Street firm Wertheim and Company, former columnist for the Fiscal Times and all that good stuff. And we see her quite often with Barney and friends. You do a great job, by the way. I just so appreciate your insight. All right. Thank you, Liz Peek. You take care.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day. You got
you
it. Bye-bye.
Too.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's federal criminal case relating to the handling of classified materials has set a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled a hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida. It'll focus on the classified documents and how they will be handled. Louisiana will have to redraw the state's congressional map after the Supreme Court dismissed its appeal Monday. The state was sued last year over a new map passed by the legislature that created just one district with a black majority. That despite data census showing the state's population to be about a third black. The CDC is warning that malaria is spreading locally in the United States. Cases have been seen in Florida and Texas, the first documented cases of local transmission in 20 years. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, to know her is to realize she is an unmatched champion for the American First Movement. In her first book, Unafraid, Just Getting Started, the former TV anchor turned political leader outlines her journey from being the most beloved newscaster and broadcast journalist in Arizona to the leader of the largest grassroots movement in the state's history. This is an exclusive, her book, Uncensored Look Inside Her Journey. From the time she walked away from the media to the beginning of her bid for governor. Welcome, Carrie Lake. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm excited. Today, my book is finally out. You know, it's such a work to put together a book. And sometimes when you're in the middle of writing it, you think, will this ever materialize? And I'm really
yes.
happy that it has.
Well, it's often said when people write books, you know, you ask them, you say, well, how long did it take you? And I said, well, 2 years plus a lifetime, right? It sounds to me that it was that kind of project for you too, right?
It was. I mean, actually, I never thought I would write a book, but after the election, we had our victory stolen from us. I had people reach out to me at publishing houses saying, would you write a book? And I started thinking, you know, maybe that would actually be kind of cathartic, and it sure was. But the way you write a book successfully, though, is you have a publisher that gives you a very short window and a deadline. If you don't have a serious deadline, you'll never finish it. And so, thankfully, my publisher gave me a tight deadline, and I put, you know, my pen to paper and just kept going so I could make the deadline.
Carrie, because you mentioned it, you know, in terms of the election, I just want you to know how many people you inspired, you know, for hanging tough in there and doing everything you could to bring the truth to the top. And, you know, what disturbs us is statements from the media that it's a fait accompli. You know, fact is, she lost. I don't have the facts to say that. Just like I don't have the facts about Donald Trump's 2020 election. We interviewed Joe Fried, who has done a great book, about the election. And the guy's a CPA and accountant. And you know CPA and accountant's mindset. It drives them nuts when the numbers don't match up. And it's right. Brilliant what he's put together. And of course, there's been others that the media has no interest, no curiosity about what's happened to you in Arizona. But I have faith, Carrie, in the long run that the truth will come out. It always comes out, and people have to purposely force themselves to accept the undeniable.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you said you don't have the facts. We do have the facts in our case. Mm-hmm. I know for without a doubt that this election was sabotaged, intentionally sabotaged on election day. They rolled out broken machines. We have data that proves it. We have video that shows it. And we know what happened in Arizona. And we're going to continue fighting in the courts. You know, our judicial system is a mess, too. There's corruption right. from top to bottom. But I think eventually, you're right, the truth is already out there. The people know it. Polling shows 80% of Republicans think our elections are filled with fraud. 61%, I believe, is the latest I heard on independence. And 30% of Democrats think our elections are fraudulent. So we've got to work to restore faith in our elections, reform them so that there isn't the ability for so much fraud to seep in. And it's sad because the people of Arizona are suffering with this, I call her squatter in the governor's office, who's destroying our state. But we'll get to the bottom of it. I'm going to continue fighting. We're in the appeals court. Now I've got one of the government officials suing me to get me to stop talking about the elections. I've uncovered too much corruption for them, and now they're suing me for defamation. And we will plow straight forward into that lawsuit as well.
Well, God bless you for doing that, Carrie, because it's so important, not only for Arizona, but I think that you're pulling on something here, a string that is such that will unveil so much corruption that has been going on. And in fact, I got to tell you, and my audience is aware of this, I was surprised that, when there were so much questions about the 2020 election, you know, some Democrats admitted, they said, well, the truth be known, you know, John F. Kennedy won because of corruption in Illinois. And I go, wait a minute, come on, all these years, these decades later, now you guys are admitting to this, and then you've got a former attorney general, Eric Holder, looking in the camera and saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, attorney general, give me a break here. If there's no such thing, why are people getting arrested? Why are they spending time in jail for voter fraud if there's no such thing as voter fraud? See, this is the narrative that the left wants to put upon we the people so that they can continue to get the outcome that they think they deserve.
Yeah, it's the media is just absolutely in on it with them. They won't report the truth. I didn't see much reporting on the Halderman report when that came out. When we present facts and evidence and data that we got from Maricopa County, I mean, we got the data on their the system log files, and the media will just won't cover it. And so we can't count on the fake news media to get the truth out to us. And I think everyone knows that now. That's becoming very clear. But, you know, we're going to keep working forward. And because you want America first policies. We know after having 4 years of President Trump that America first policies are the policies that are going to get us out of the mess that this uniparty, deep state, whatever you want to call it, political elite have gotten us into. And so I want to make sure that we have the ability to elect the people that we really are choosing, and they're not selected for us. And
exactly.
And that's the I make that point in the book, but I mean, the book is actually an incredible story of how I went from being the youngest of nine in rural Iowa to making it into an amazing career that I gave up. I willingly gave up because it had ceased to become journalism. It became propaganda. And then how the people of Arizona recruited me to run for office. And some of the stories from the campaign trail are really, insights that people would never expect. And so I think they're going to enjoy it. I take you through quitting my job, the first time I got canceled, getting reacquainted with God and bringing God back into my life 100% rather than just the way so many people do it, where you bring him in when you need him and then you kind of push him aside when you don't need him.
Exactly.
So I think it's a book that will inspire all people, even if people who aren't political will enjoy this book.
Well, Gary, let's talk about that that transition in your road. You know, what was happening, and what you know pushed you towards God, where you said, "Look, I need help here." What happened?
You know, actually, I was a kid. I grew up in the Midwest, and we went to Sunday school every Sunday, and you know, we're just raised with God in our lives. But I wouldn't say we were overly religious. But mm-hmm. I had an experience in 2019 where I got canceled pretty bad. Something happened, and I got canceled, and it was really painful. Now I look back on it, of course, and I laugh. I mean, it was like, okay, I get like attacked in the media every day. Who cares? But it was painful at the time because I'd done nothing wrong, and an incident happened, and I get into it in the book, and I found myself just down on my knees thinking that I was going to lose my job, lose everything, because that's how it was happening back then. If you got canceled, you could just overnight, you know, lose everything.
Yeah. Right,
and
exactly.
I prayed to God. I prayed really hard that God would show me he was there for me. And the next morning I woke up and the cavalry had arrived. And the support I got, it like everything just turned and I went, oh my goodness, God just answered my prayers. And so I really started to bring God into my life. And then when I was quitting my job, I went to church with a friend of mine, because my church was actually by appointment only during COVID. And it was one of those mega churches, an evangelical church. I'd never been to that kind of a church before, and it changed my life when I walked in. I really felt like my relationship with Jesus Christ was solidified, and that I really hadn't had that before. And so it was just a life-changing moment. I get into that in the book, and I also get into a lot of other things. So it's not just about faith, but I think it shows how important it is that we do bring God into our lives. We've pushed God out of our lives. We've pushed him out of our homes, out of our culture, and we're seeing where that's taking us, and it's not taking us in a good direction.
Exactly. I was going to say, I bet you realize because of this transformation in your life and the realization that God is real and Jesus is your Savior and what it did for you, and then you look at the history of our country, a Judeo-Christian country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and how far off we are right now in the chaos that we're enduring and the amount of pain that people are suffering from. And you know by experience what the answer is, Carrie Lake.
Well, and the amazing thing is, when I walked away from my job, I said, God, please have my back. I know you're with me. I hope I don't regret walking away from a 7-figure contract. Mm-hmm. I'm really worried about that.
Right.
I opened the Bible up and pointed down to, I just opened it randomly to any page, pointed down 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. Bring nothing into this world, ye take nothing out. And that was...
Gotta go to break. Gotta go to break. More from Carrie Lake after this.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Carrie Lake, her new book, Unafraid. Just getting started. Just releasing today. So if you don't have it in your hands already, you rush out there. You can find it at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Carrie, right before the end, I guess the a couple years before, while you were still on the air there in Phoenix on as a TV anchor, you were being bombarded. I mean, you were doing something that the media stepped away from. You were being curious. You were asking questions. You were delving into things that, you know, your constituency had questions about, and they appreciated. But yet the media pigpiled against you, and now you're a conspiratist. You're wearing a tinfoil hat, and you're attacked three ways to Sunday. And I can't blame you for getting frustrated because, you know, read and look back on what you were dealing with at the time and how they attacked you. I don't blame you for being emotional and getting upset about it. I mean, it's like Donald Trump. I look at Donald Trump and you look at 95% of the reporting on Donald Trump was purposely negative, according to the Media Research Center. So, I mean, after a while, yeah. I would think that that would wear on you, right?
They have to. They have to go after people like President Trump and me because we are a threat to the status quo. And the status quo is just one big corrupt system where the power lies with the government rather than with the people. And our founding fathers didn't set things up that way. They set things up that the people held the power. And so they know that they can't bribe me. They can't blackmail me. They don't own me. They can't control me. And the same with President Trump. And that is a threat to their system. And, you know, I actually, after I finished writing the book before it came out, obviously, a couple months ago, I had a very powerful person come to my door. He called me and he said he had to talk to me in person. He came to my door and tried to bribe me out of politics to get me to stay out of politics. They don't want me on the ballot again. And the request was that, you know, basically they give me a big job, a big title, a large salary, a position on a board, if I would just promise not to jump into any more races until after 24. And I said, are you kidding me? I just left my career. I left a big salary. I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this because I'm really worried about the future of our country. And I want my children to grow up in the United States of America where they have the freedoms and liberties that our forefathers fought for. And so I pretty much kicked him out of my off my property, and he kept saying, well, what would it take? How much would it take? And that's when they realized, okay, she can't be bought, she can't be bribed,
right.
And that's who we need in office.
Amen.
We need people like that.
Well, exactly.
I think people will enjoy the book, though. I have to tell you, I'm sure you've read, Bill, books where you get in there and you're like 3 pages in. You're like, okay, when am I going to get into this? 4, 5, 6, 10 pages in, and you finally just give up. I promise you, from the very first sentence of the first of the prologue, you will be hooked on this book. And I must say, I'm so thankful to President Trump for writing a beautiful foreword. You can just hear his voice when you read the foreword that he wrote. And I'm honored that he would take the time to put that in my book for me.
Well, you segued into that before I asked you the question. Tell us what it was like the first time you met President Trump.
I actually met him in 2019 when I was a journalist. I was granted an exclusive interview with him, and then I was granted a second exclusive interview in September of 2020 because I'm a fair journalist, and I think he recognized that I wasn't trying to do gotcha questions. I was trying to get information out and find out where he stood on things. Mm-hmm. But when I first met him, and he talks about it, it was at a as a candidate, I should say, we were at a big rally. It was his first rally in Arizona since the election was taken from him. And he introduced all of the Republican candidates running for governor. And, you know, there was some, you know, tepid applause for, you know, the other ones. And then he said my name, and the doors blew off the arena that we were in. The crowd went absolutely wild. And he said, I knew right away that was like the original best polling you could do. And he left the stage and said to Charlie Kirk, who is that Carrie Lick girl? I've got to meet her. Mm-hmm. And within a month, I was sitting in his office at Trump Tower in New York City and talking about my plan for Arizona. And he endorsed me about a month later. So and we've become friends, and I really respect President Trump so much. He's given up a lot to help our country. He's taken a lot of hits, and he just stands up every day and fights right back. And I love his fighting spirit.
Exactly. So when you met him in the office, he had all these papers thrown on the ground haphazardly, right? I mean, like the FBI would want us to believe that Donald Trump is such a disorganized hot mess, right?
His office was actually, it took my breath away. My husband and I walked in. And of course, it's the you know beautiful view of New York and park, and it's just gorgeous. And he has a stack of papers in front of him because he doesn't do email. And so his staff, anything he needs to see or that's sent to him is just printed out or news articles and clippings. And it was like a foot tall right in front of him, like the stuff he looks through every day. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I sat down. We were supposed to have a half an hour meeting. The meeting ended up going an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
And we talked about the race and why I got into politics, my background, our children. There's a funny story in the book. His desk is very clean, except for that big pile of papers that he's going through. And at one point he asked my husband and I a question, and he kind of stumped us. He asked us how long we'd been married. And we looked at
And that stumped you?
We're not like a big Hallmark holiday type. We don't go crazy on our anniversary. I'm happy and thrilled to be married to my husband. So we looked at each other and kind of did the math. How long have we been married? And while we looked at each other and to come up to figure out how long we've been married, which is so funny, we looked out of the corner of our eye and President Trump reached down and grabbed his glass of water because he didn't have anything like that on the desk, and he took a sip of water while we weren't looking. It was kind of funny, as if he didn't want us to see him drink water and realize that he was mere mortal, like the rest of us.
Right.
That was kind of funny.
So did the two of you finally figure out how long you'd been married?
Yes. It was 23 years. And this year, that was 2 years ago, so this August we're celebrating our 25th anniversary.
See, you can answer that question now because he asked you that. That's hysterical. I love it. In the book, you make reference to the red pill generation. Explain to our audience what you mean by that. You say Generation X, and that might be a disconnect or some misunderstanding they may have about Generation X and the red pill generation. What do you mean?
Well, Gen X falls between the baby boomers and the millennials. And I grew up in Generation X in the 70s and 80s. Ronald Reagan was our president.
Right.
We were living in a very patriotic time, and I think that growing up in that time, when schools were still educating kids properly, not brainwashing, we knew about the dangers of communism, And I think it was a great time to grow up because we saw the problems with what Jimmy Carter ushered in, which was a complete disaster, weakness. And we also saw the strength that Ronald Reagan brought. And so I think it's a really great generation. I believe Generation X is going to be a big part of helping to save our country. And I was just so honored to grow up at that time.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
even the culture was patriotic. I mean, you look at the movies, Top Gun, some of the culture that we experienced, it was positive. It wasn't negative like we're seeing now.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what encourages you when you think back on that, you say, okay, it's not like we have to create a new generation or a new impetus. It's there. It just needs to be awakened, don't you think?
I do, and I think we need to go back to bringing back patriotism and love for our country. And I think, you know, that was the word. When Trump came on the scene, I believe the left and really the Uniparty went crazy because they went, oh, my gosh, this guy's a populist. He's got great policy. He's in it for the right reasons. And that's when they realized if he started bringing this country together like Reagan did with love for country, patriotism, he would be unstoppable. And they couldn't have that. So they set out to make patriotism racism. And it's really despicable what they did to try to bring Trump down because they hurt our whole country.
Well, without a doubt. And Trump reminded everybody the three most important words from the Constitution, we the people. That's where the power and that's where the unity is. And that's what scares the holy what have you out of the progressives, right?
Yeah, that's I agree. Absolutely. And that's what my campaign was based on, giving the government back to the people. And the only way to do that is to get people in there who are not in it to be politicians. I mean, it's the gross. Trump always talks about it. It's a slimy, gross world, the world of politics. And it really shouldn't be that way. I don't think our founding fathers envisioned having career politicians. They envisioned real people stepping forward, running for office, and then moving along, and then getting back on with their lives.
Well,
and I think we're going to eventually get that.
Carrie, like, the politicians of today have forgotten the whole reason for, for participating in our government. And that is to have a heart of service, not to be served, but to serve the American people. And unfortunately, the paradigm on the Beltway and amongst the elites has just taken over this idea. And I think that what will happen, even with these politicians in the past that have been infected, you know, by this, I think it'll be disturbing for them to have, and they'll wake up with regrets and say, I should have served. And that's unfortunate for them because what a waste of energy and a waste of talent that we've experienced.
Well,
I hope they have
a conscience and would say that.
Well, I mean,
more people do the right thing right now.
Well, because we know God's all powerful and He can redeem it. I mean, we are all His kids, and that's what He wants.
That's right.
And that's my prayer. One final question here, Carrie. Your meeting with Jan Brewer, that was. Tell us about this.
Well, it was interesting because I had gotten along with Jan Brewer, you know, as a journalist. I was fair with her. And then after she left office, you know, she would occasionally text me and give me some words of encouragement. But the meeting was interesting because we met after I was getting encouraged to run for office after I walked away from my job. And I just said, hey, do you want to meet for a beer? I'd love to kind of pick your brain on this.
Right.
And the meeting, it went a little bit different because when I started talking about the audit that we were doing, the forensic audit on the election of 2020, she was very upset about it. And I thought, why would she be upset about getting to the bottom of this corruption?
Exactly.
And then she went in to talk about when she was running, and she had
really
bombed.
Well, Carrie, we're out of time. Thank you for your time.
Being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too.
Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final...